We are learning Masechta Pesachim Daf Kuf Beis Amud Beis, and we are beginning five lines from the bottom of Kuf Beis Amud Aleph. Tana Rabbanan, Bnei Chabura Shoyim Mesubin. Bnei Chabura was sitting and they were eating a suda. Erev Shabbos this was, and they were enjoying the suda. The Kiddush Aleihem Ayoyim all of a sudden became Shabbos. So the halacha is we have before Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yosi. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to stop, you have to bench and make Kiddush. According to Rabbi Yosi, you can continue eating. So the Gemara gives a little more details to this. You bring a kais of wine. You first say Kiddush. And on the second kais, you say benching. Now, what's the reason for this? Why do you first make a bracha on Kiddush and then you make another kais for Birchas Hamazon? You're supposed to bench first. The problem is, if you bench first on the kais, you can't drink the kais because you're now drinking before Kiddush. Therefore, what you do is you make Kiddush first, and then you make Birchas Hamazon with the kais, and you drink the kais. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda.
You eat the meal.
After that, after Kiddush. Kiddush still works. You eat the meal right away. You just make benching in between Kiddush and the meal, because you have to bench in order to make a kais. You have to have a bench with a kais. You can't drink the kais until you make Kiddush. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. What?
It doesn't hold what we do.
No, we'll talk about that soon. So listen, you tell me what your minig is. We'll get there. Rabbi Yosi Omer, Oichel v'hoylech ad shetefshach. You continue eating. You don't have to make kiddush at all. You continue eating because he holds that you don't have to be mafsik at all. When you finish eating, this is already at 10 o'clock at night, Gomru, you finish eating, kais rishon v'arach l'abrach z'mazah. The first kais is you make your bench. V'ashen yom l'abrach l'abrach z'mazah. The second one you make kiddush. Now, how could you drink the first kais? So the Mepharshim say that you could drink the first kais because that's a hemshech of the first suda. You're allowed to continue eating because it's a hemshech of the first suda. You're allowed to keep on eating after it turns night. You're allowed to continue eating. So you make your bench and you can drink the kais. On the second kais, you make kiddush. On the second, you make kiddush. And still, the kiddush is that you yaitzi a suda with the suda that you ate already. The suda you ate, you are yaitza. And the kiddush makom suda is going back on the thing before. On what you ate before. That's what's going on that. Like we had, the Lizzi Taisvah in Amrinu, the second Taisvah, says, the Hach Suda Oyla Le Suda Shabbos. That Suda works the Suda Shabbos, and we had before, the Kiddush afterwards will be a Kiddush Makam Suda on the Suda before. That's a B'ez Yishita. Now the Gemara's cast like this. Why do you need to take two Kaises of Rech Zemaz and Kiddush Yoyim? Take one Kais, and say benching on the kais, and then say kiddush on the kais, and then drink it. Why do you have to have two kaises? So both Rashi and Rashbam and Tosfos explain, this kasha is dafka fi Rabbi Yosi. The fi Rabbi Yehuda that says, we just learned Rabbi Yehuda says, that right away when they turn shkia, what you do is you make kiddush, and then you make Birkas Hamazon. So that's not sure why you need two kaises, because the reason is because there are two different sudas. The Birkas Hamazon are sudas of chayil, and kiddush is on suda of Shabbos. So therefore, you don't use one kais for two different sudas. One suda schoil, one suda Shabbos. It's possible you have two kaises. But l'fi Rabbi Yosi, this is Yosi suda Shabbos already with this suda. So the Birkas Hamazon on suda Shabbos and Kiddush on suda Shabbos. So make the same kais. Why are you using two kaises? Zakti Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuna, Amar Rav Sheshes, Ein Oymrim Shtei Kedusha La Kais Echad. You don't make two Kedushais on one kais. We don't make benching and kiddush on one kais. My timer. Om Rav Nachum, my Yitzchak, l'fishen oisem mitzvahs chavilos chavilos. You don't do two mitzvahs on one kais. And what's the reason? The reason is because mechzei lo k'masu. It looks like you're making believe, oh, this is very hard for me. They'll let me one kais. I can't do two kaises. It's too much for me. Two, you know, the mitzvah, let me get it over. Like, you know, get the price two for one. It looks like, you know, I want to get two mitzvahs for one. I do on one kais. And therefore, you have to use two kaises. One for kiddush and one for Birkas Hamazon. Reiti Marakash, Veloy. Is that true? V'atayin l'intan abraisa. And we're going to come back, and we'll come back and discuss L'may Halak L'maysa with Abdullah Matha Shabbos. And we'll discuss also Chuppah, Shav, Brach, these things. But first, let's read the Gemara first. Break the Gemara, Veloy. V'atayin l'intan abraisa. Hanichnis lebeisa matzah Shabbos. Someone comes home matzah Shabbos. Mevaruch ala yayin v'ala ma'or v'ala b'som. Regular guy, he makes havdalah. He makes a very big often. Then he makes hama'or. That's on the eish. Then b'som. So this order, we're going this order like Beis Shammai. This price is going. They make an order first. Ner then b'som. V'ach ha'am havdalah kais. Then he say havdalah. So far, so good. But then it says, "Bite the brisa." You only have one kois, and you want to eat lav malka, and you have to bench on a kois. What do you do? You wait till after you eat lav malka, and you make the whole havdalah and benching on one kois. So you see, you can make havdalah and benching on one kois. Now, first of all, how are you allowed to eat lav malka if you didn't make havdalah yet? That Tosis Kasha Dira Maschol Menicha. He says Hiksha Rei Nisim Eich Yoichal Koidem Avdala. Hamrina, come on, Oslo Adam Shiutem Klum Koim Shiavdal. So Tosis, at the end of Tosis, answers that since he doesn't have any other kois, Mutalecha Koidem Avdala, he lasts all kois berachas Mazim. He only has one kois, therefore he's allowed to eat. But the Kasha is how can you do Chavilas Chavilas? And the Gemara ain't like shiny. Since you only have one kois, so then you're allowed to do it on one kais. So they don't explain, I didn't see what the first one on the page explained the pshat. The pshat is partial. The Rei Rashbam word, the word is masui, looks like it's a pain in the neck, but he only have one kais, so you don't have a choice. It's not, it doesn't look like a masui to do the two mitzvahs on one kais. Freyti mar akasha, but I still have a kasha. V'hav yomtev shechal yisach ha-shabbos. Yomtev tetzchal matzah ha-shabbos, like this year, and it's Pesach. The way Rashbam learns is, and everyone has on Pesach four kaises of wine, because you have to give every only kais of wine. So he has wine. Here he has wine. But Yom Shchal Yisach HaShabbos the Islay, but Amar Rav, and Rav says that if Matzah Shabbos that's of Yom, if you have to Kiddush and Havdalah, what do you do? Rav says, Yak Naha. It means Yayin, Kiddush, Ner Havdalah. So what do you see? You see on one kais, you make Kiddush and Havdalah. So Zokti Gemara, no, Amri, Loyom Hazman, Rav didn't say any Zman in here. Most people call it Shvirish HaPesach, you know, Shvirish HaPesach. But at that time, you have no wine left. The Chol Mai, the Havalei, Ochalei, you have no wine left. But unless they doesn't have wine. Break the Gemara, but Yom Terishin Islay, what about Yom Terishin, where it says, Zman, Vama Baya, Yakzana, Baya says what you do is Yayin, Kiddush, Zman, Ner, Havdalah. By the way, all these things we're going to explain on tomorrow's daf, what's why the order. But Abai says, Yayin Kiddush Zman Ner Havdalah. Ravam Yak Nahaz, Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdalah Zman. So again, you see, make a Kiddush and Havdalah on the same Kais. Ayin Loisivitz Chavilas Chavilas. And here you can't say you don't have wine because we're talking about a time of Zman and it's the first night of Yom Tov, you have four Kaises.
Won't be
Kaises. What?
Then you're making five Kaises instead of four. Won't be Kaises.
Of if you're saying it to them,
you're making fifth kais instead of
four. So first of all, between the first and second kais, no, it's a they're doing the first kais, no problem. But you should know, Agav, that Tosfos argues on Rashi, on Rashbam about that. We're talking about the Pesach Dafka because he says that Lemaisa, all four kaises you need, and who's he getting one of four kaises? So it's called only if he gets four kaises, only get five kaises. That's Tosfos kasha. He doesn't like this. Doesn't like Rashbam's pshat. So. Therefore, here's the Mishnah. It says that Yontif, the first day of Yontif, came near the Pharos, so Yontif Rishon, Mestoma Oda Mechen Harbe. He has a lot. Before Yontif, Zichah prepares wine, therefore has the Kasha. But the Rishbam, Lord, we were titling like the Rishbam. This is because it's the first night of Pesach, he had four kaises. Four kaises. Right, yeah. That's what Tosfos learns. You have a lot of wine. So Akaponim. Al kaponim v'shteita is that you make havdalah kiddush the same kais. Shalos how any much mitzvah chavilas chavilas. El havdalah v'kiddush chodem milsihi. Havdalah and kiddush are one thing, and therefore it's not called mitzvah chavilas chavilas. Why is it one thing? So Rashbam learns this because they both have shaykes the kedushas yom. The kiddush is kiddush yom. Havdalah also you say kedushas be'madmei kiddush kiddush shaykes kedushas yom. That's one pshat. The Rebbe Chanan learns the pshat is because both of them are allowing you to eat. Kiddush allows you to eat, and Avdol allows you to eat. That's why they're the same thing. You can make it on one kais. Masha Inkein, Birchas Hamazon and Kiddush, Trey Milinu. Birchas Hamazon and Kiddush are two different things, and therefore you can't do it on the same kais. It's Chavilas Chavilas. You can't do benching and Kiddush on the same thing, or benching Avdol for the same price on the same thing, because they're both Chavilas Chavilas. Adkan. This Gemara that talks about Ein Oisim Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. Let's go back to explain the Halacha L'maisa. It comes out like this. We're saying this. The Kiddush and Havdalah, you can make it on the same kais. Why? Because that's the same thing. Eat like the Rebbe Chanan learns because both helping you eat. Or Pshat is like the Rashbam learns because both have to do with Kedusha. But it says, benching and Havdalah, or benching and Kiddush, you can't do it on the same kais. Because Ein Oisim Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. So first, let's talk about the Shaila of Taisvis. The Taisvis, the Maskel She'ein, the third Taisvis, says, V'yesh noyegim v'chuppah matam zeh, because of ein oyim two kedusha one kais, some people have a meaning by a chuppah, so loy ma sheva brachas al kais birchas hamazin. When it comes to achasana, they don't bench on the same kais as sheva brachas. El mavim kais achar, not a kais. Ve'im v'varch ma'al sheni bari peri gof, v'kinu shkab birch al kais birchas hamazin, to make one bracha. Ke'in ochi v'varch pa'amim, pa'amayim, don't make a bracha two brachas. But they bring two kaises. What they do is they bench on one kais, and they bring another kais of sheva brachas, and then they make one bari peri gof, and then both. Like Kiyadua. That's what the Arminig is. Make two kaises. Why? Because Shev, Brachas, and Benji, you know, a mix. Akhar, Rabbeinu Meshulam, Hoya Omer, Hakol HaKais Echad. Rabbeinu Meshulam said everything on one kais. Though you don't have the Brachas HaMazim and Kiddush. It's not similar to the Brachas on the Kiddush. It's Trey Milin or two different things. Kiri Mesamach. Havahachad the Milsi. The Brachas HaMazim, Goyrim Labirkas the Suun. The Brachas HaMazim is Goyrim Labirkas the Suun. That's the Pshat. The Machloikis Rishonim, if you use two kaises or one kais, Arminig is to use two kaises. The nafkamina could be is what do you do if you have a sheva bracha seder night? And this year it could happen with not so many holes. A guy makes a chasana on Monday or Tuesday night, and you have sheva brachas on seder night. What do you do then? You bench with the third kais. What do you do sheva brachas? By then you're now allowed to add a kais. So how do you bring another kais for sheva brachas? So a lot of places can say with sheva bracha reina mashulam here to use one kais. There is a Ramesha in Chubas in Ebenezer that says you could use the kais of halal. For that bracha, I inner some mitzvahs chavilos. He has a pshat that it won't be a problem because halal is not could be halal. He says a var for a shiskal halal is nishkin mitzvah of a kois, and therefore you can say so. You look at mishulam if you don't have a choice. Like one thing, that's one shayla. Not a shayla like this. But you go to a chuppah, whoever was zeich the misad the kedusha, maybe myshi, that you make two brachas for the eris and the suin. You take one kois and you make one bracha a bracha al arusais. And then the next one, the next part, Shara Brachas. Why do you need two kaises? Use one kais. Why do you need two kaises? So that's the next part. It says, Birkas Asuim, Erisim Nesuim, no Guloim Ashtay Kaises, but Taima, the Regim Zavadah, because usually you made Erisim a year before Nesuim. So therefore, you make two brachas. But, and also, he says, V'oy, the Noigan Likrak Suba Matayim, they have something Kriya Suba, V'hefsik, therefore, they make two kaises. So that's the halacha of the Shaila Birchas the Su and the Birchas Erisin. Now let's go to the Shaila Havdalah Matzah Shabbos with the Birchas Hamazon. And the halacha is Matzah Shabbos by Shal Shodis. You're allowed to eat as much as you want, but it comes then to the benching. You bench on a kais, and then you make you bench on a kais. Then you make Havdalah. You're not allowed to drink the kais. What do you do? Do you bench on a kais Havdalah? What do you do? So the Mechaber says like this: that if you only have one kais, so what you do is you bench on the kais. And then you make Havdalah. The halacha is, if you only have one kais, you could use the same kais for benching an Havdalah. And then after Havdalah, how did you drink it? But he says, if you have two kais, it's better to make two kais. Use one kais for benching, one kais for Havdalah. Zok the Mishabura, and you're allowed to drink the kais. But, Mishabura says, you're only allowed to drink the kais if you always bench on a kais. If you don't always bench on a kais, then you can't drink the kais. You can't drink the kais. So, what?
If you're not going to drink it, you still use two?
So the chayra, that's a good shayla. The chayra, it makes no sense to bench on a kais and not drink it. Because the whole var bench on a kais is to drink it. If you don't drink it, then bench on a kais. Therefore, if you're going to bench on a kais, you should leave it for Havdalah and make Havdalah on the kais, that way you'll drink it. So a lot of shuls, they make Havdalah on that kais when they bench on it. The shayla is like this: in a shul where they don't make Havdalah on the shul, should they bench on a kais or not? So some Heintig Rabbanim, the Rav from Prospect Square, told me that they don't bench with a kais there by Shal Shodis. Since they don't make Havdalah and Shul, there's no point to benching with a kais. He says, if you find them a karf, that you bench with a kais without drinking it, what? You can't drink it. You can't drink it. So therefore, he doesn't make a benching on the kais. But there are places that they bench. Maybe it's not going to have a bad idea. They give it to a child, maybe they give it to a child. What?
You find some of the benches always with
a kais. Bench with a kais. Means even b'yachid has to be. Even b'yachid, he benches with a kais. So Lamaisa, so therefore, that's a good child. You bench with a kais, even though you don't drink it.